the mayor of the city, Arka Vekubai, he called the taxi drivers of the city and he told them that they are free. They have been freed from some charges they were supposed to pay. Most of the taxi drivers of the city were, what do you say, indebted to the city government. But most of the taxi drivers are supporters of the opposition, okay? And now the government wants to win them, the taxi drivers. So today they called them and told them that they don't have to pay those bills they have to pay because, you know, they have many times break the traffic rules. And in Ethiopia, if you break any traffic rule, you will be charged with some bills. They are the active supporters of one of the major opposition groups called CUD, Coalition for Unity and Democracy. And they have demonstrated that they are in support of this party on last day's public rally organized by the same party. They have been killing people for free of charges. They have been bringing people to the square where the public rally was taking place. They have been taking people to their homes free of charges who have attended the public rally. They have been switching on their light at the day in support of the rally.
Addis, have you spoken to any taxi drivers? For example, this new effort by the mayor to forgive the payments owed by the taxi drivers in order to perhaps convince them to vote for the government.
Yeah.
Is that working?
To my understanding, most of them are by now more aware of all the manipulations of the ruling party. That's what some taxi drivers told me. As to those taxi drivers whom I talked to, they are not going to vote for the ruling party because of this.
Addis, the taxi drivers with whom you spoke, why did they say they dislike the government? For example, is it the economy? Is it inflation?
There is some deeper explanations. You know, most of the taxi drivers are youth. You know, they are young people. And the government has labeled some youths as dangerous vagrants, while the opposition labeled the same group as unemployed youths. You see, those youths, especially the unemployed youths, are very unhappy with the government. And most of the taxi drivers, either they have been dangerous vagrants, in quote, or they have friends, which is friends who are unemployed.
But on the other hand, hasn't the government tried to introduce free market reforms? Has that not been successful in creating more jobs?
No, first of all, you have only a relatively free market economy here. Relatively in a sense that it's free when you compare to the previous regimes. But you don't have to forget that this regime is also a leftist regime. Though they officially say we advocate free market, most of the things they do are against the principles of free market. For example, you have the parties involved in selling, distributing, importing and exporting goods. You have political parties as importers, as exporters, as distributors. This is against the principle of free trade. Plus, the government is not willing to privatize some of the sectors which are privatized in other countries or which should have been privatized, like the telecommunication agency, the electric power distribution things. So you don't have such a mature free market economy here in Ethiopia.